art lovers have a good reason to visit Amsterdam next week. On Tuesday, the Dutch branch of Christie's Auction House will be putting some very interesting artefacts under the hammer. Approximately 400 items from the famous Liechtenstein art collection, one of the largest private art collections in the world. Some of these items once graced a number of Liechtenstein chateaux in the Czech lands, and their administrators are now holding their breath. A team of Czech civil servants is heading for Amsterdam to try and buy some of them back. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
To put it simply, the Liechtenstein family is doing a bit of spring cleaning. As Prince Hans Adam II says in the introduction to the art catalogue, collecting is a tradition in the family, and after four centuries of collecting, even the biggest premises can get slightly overcrowded. In the last decade alone, the new generation of Liechtensteins who have a passion for modern art have bought more than 500 works. The planned auction is a way of cleaning up the collection and gaining more room. For the Valkice and Lednice Chateau and Sternberg Castle, it is a unique opportunity to recover long-lost treasures, things that Hans Adam's father moved to Vaduz before the end of World War II. Had he left them in the protectorate, the government would have seized them along with other property of the Liechtensteins. The Czech government is now trying to recover some of these art treasures for the mentioned chateau. It bought 14 paintings from the Liechtenstein collection in an auction 5 years ago. Then the bidding team had 2 million crowns to spend. Now it has been given 10, or $622,000. A list of the items up for sale has already been released, and in many cases art historians know exactly where the items were originally placed at Lednice or Valkice Chateau. The money will not allow them to get back everything they would like, but they have stated their priorities. The Czech bidding team will try to recover what it can, but it's naturally keeping its own list under wraps so as not to tip off rival bidders.